Kelly. Hey guys, welcome to Weird Right with Shan. This is a podcast where I talk about style and fashion and around those things of what's on my mind. It's at the end of June, clearly, and I'm just now giving y'all a June episode. I apologize. I've been on the move, okay? I've been driving, dropping off kids, playing in the sand at the beach, eating foods, birthdaying things, taking myself out on dates, solo, and subtracting people out of my life. But it's good. It's a good summer. It's hot. I've been consistently going to the gym, you know, not just trying to get right on the outside, trying to get right on the inside. I've been recording, doing a new podcast with Will, The Origins of Loving Us. Check it out when you have a chance. It's a great pod. I enjoy doing it with him. It's his show. I'm just a co-host. And, you know, those things. How y'all been? How y'all been? What are y'all wearing? I see Knickers made a comeback. Knickers, not the other word, okay? I know what I said. And it's those pants, those form body-fitting pants that come a little bit below the knees. We call them knickers back in the day when I was going to school. And they're making a comeback. I've seen women wear a bodysuit that's cut like that, just the pants and polka dot and stripes and solid colors. They look cute, you know, with a cute mule, your toes out, body glistening, you know, your body shimmer. A lot of the ladies are into that this summer. I've seen loose fitting, like parachute type pants. A lot of the women are loving those because you could wear like a fitted top and then you have that loose bottom. And the reality is, when it's really hot outside, women really don't want to be wearing anything super tight head to toe. It's either they're going to have a tight top or a loose bottom, or a loose top and a tight bottom, or a midriff tank top, or a cropped t-shirt that's slightly loose. But this is a time for like jersey tops, jersey dresses. Those are actually making a comeback. Shout out to the Knicks won. There's some nice sneakers that's been dropping from Adidas, Nike for the summer. Those are really cute. I need nothing when it comes to footwear. I do not need another shoe up in here. There are shoes in my closet that I have yet to be worn. I'm looking at 3 pairs of shoes in my living room that I've been trying to sell for the last 6 months. And I refuse to take less than anything less than maybe 15% off of what I paid for it because I didn't wear them. You know what I'm saying? These are basically brand new shoes. So they're just sitting here in my living room. What have I been wearing? Alterated clothing. Like, I've taken my favorite pieces to my mom in Florida for her to alter them. So she shortened my Adidas dress for me so I could wear it and it's not too long. She's added shorts into my cargos for me. She added my woven polo shirt and frills onto like a t-shirt that I really like, this little heavy knit. So I've been just like making my clothes mine, if that makes sense. So she did that, and I appreciate her for it. I am kidless for the summer, so I get to basically go where I want, wear what I want, and not be questioned about why my stomach is slightly showing, or why are you wearing that skirt, or I can see your titties, mom. Like, hush, hush, hush. Hush, hush, hush. Okay? I can eat for one now. Ooh! I could eat for one. I could grocery shop for one. And I don't have to keep trying to figure out what's for dinner. And if I want to eat cereal for dinner, then that's what I'm eating. If I want to have bone broth for the day, then that's what I'm eating and drinking. If I want to go to the gym twice a day, that's what I'm doing. And if you're having a summer where, you know, you would like to do more things, but financially you just can't do more things, I completely understand that, because this orange dumb fuck that people voted in office is making everybody's summer and seasons miserable. You know what I'm saying? We wanted to go on trips, but we're spending trip money on gas shit. It's just, I'm trying not to complain. I really am. What else did I do? I celebrated my birthday on the beach like I wanted to. I am having powdered titty days, okay? This is a powdered titty season, okay? You know, if you want to make sure you're not sweating too much and you are a big titty lady like myself, powder them titties, okay? Deodorant on your inner thigh so it's not rubbing and giving you any type of rash. Deodorant, mini deodorant in your purse, mini deodorant in the truck, you know, but make sure it's not too hot in there because that shit will melt. Body spray in the vehicle, wipes in the back, you know, all of the things. I haven't been on it in the airplanes this season, so I don't know what the airports is looking like, but the airports are such a turnoff for me. The last time I went to the airport, they canceled my flight the day of, while giving me reminders for the last 2 months before. It made no fucking sense. It pissed me off so much, I've been turned off since. So I haven't been through the airport in a while. I think the last time I went through the airport successfully was when I went to New York on a food trip with my friends. That was fun. We need to do that again. Right now, I'm just like chilling, not doing too much. And preparing for these girls to go back to school in the next 4 weeks. But in the meantime, I'm trying not to stress about that, because when I think about that, I just think about more money, more money, more money, more money. And I'm just like, is the money gonna fall from the sky? I'm just really trying to enjoy my me time. And I organize my closet. This is a great time to organize your closet. You know, get rid of what you need to get rid of. If it's like old t-shirts and you want to use them for like the gym, cut the sleeves off and do that. I've organized my drawers. I got a new shoe case or whatever. It's so cute. It's very sleek. When you look at it, you would never think that there's shoes in there. Your shoes don't show is white. It has little knobs on it. And when you pull it down, you have like each drawer is three drawers. You have like two rows where you could put shoes in there, like low top shoes. Fits nicely. Love it. So I have that in my room. I got a new bed. I got a new mattress. Nobody has had this ass on that bed yet. Okay. And the way these men are acting out here, y'all don't deserve shit. I just wanted to say it. And I've been forcing myself to go to sleep, so I have been getting like good rest. So if my skin looks really hydrated and I look refreshed, it's because I've been drugging myself to go to sleep at a decent time. I've been waking up really early to go to the gym. And then after work, sometimes I go running or I go ride my bike. I really can't stand smelling people's sweat around me that I don't know. So I don't like to go to the gym in the afternoon. But if I'm really overthinking and I have like nothing to get that out, I will go late because they close at midnight. But Today, I just don't feel like going. I don't feel like being in that sun. I went running this morning, so I'm not going to do it. What else? Nothing else is really going on. I saw Pharrell just did a Louis Vuitton show. It was interesting. I didn't really see anything amazing. I think the bags were nice. I like the little peekaboo part of the bag. But other than that, I didn't see anything too crazy. I think the Vans that are for Louis Vuitton look a bit boring. Like, okay, you made it Louis Vuitton. It's still just some regular Vans. But anyway, whatever floats his boat. Skepta looks so good at that fashion show. Ooh, that man looks so handsome. He's just, I don't know. I love a man with like good a bone structure, like jaw structure that's strong. Just, you know, good. I haven't seen anything too crazy this summer as far as like fashion goes. You know what I'm trying not to do? I'm trying not to be one of those people that are in a season you asked for talking about the next season, but I'm not gonna lie, I am really excited and looking forward to fall. Just being outside and having weather you don't really need something extra on to be in, or you have to take anything off to be in. Just being outside, hearing the leaves and having like a slight breeze, and you smell good and you feel good and you're comfortable in your clothes. Like now when you go outside, you got to go outside in layers that you can take off and not be too naked, but be comfortable. And these days is either like I have to remind myself, you need to shave because you're going to wear a skirt or shorts tomorrow, or a dress, or, you know, what are you going to work out in? Did you shave? Did you do this? What kind of underwear are you going to wear in those shorts? Because you're going to be taking your drawers out your cheeks the whole time. Like, I have to think about stuff like that. But other than that, ain't nothing really going on. The grass got cut today, thank God. It was looking crazy. Ken, no, I'm going to pay him tomorrow. I'm going to run that man money to him tomorrow. I got new plants. Oh, my gosh. Y'all should see how big my fiddle leaf plant is, and my Monstera plant is so big. It loves the sun. I don't put it directly in the sun, but it just loves the place that it is in my house. I painted the trim in the house. So that's something I did this summer already. I need to paint Anya's room. As far as like buying clothes, I haven't bought anything new recently, which is a good thing. I'm trying not to look at anything that I like, so I'm not tempted to buy anything. But just have fun wearing flowy things, things that are comfortable, things that are your personality this summer. I already dropped the episode last year that y'all are currently listening to this year about how to prep for your summer and things to wear for your summer. Hope y'all enjoying that episode. Whatever I said in that still stands. It's still hot as shit. So, you know, have your body sprays, your deodorant. This is not a time for body butters. This is a time for showering with a moisturizing soap and oiling your body, drying off and making sure you moisturize your skin and do your whole skin routine at night. In the morning, just rinse your face, get your rose water and keep it moving. And your SPF. Women and men, wear your SPF. And yes, Black people wear sunscreen. Okay, Black people wear sunscreen. I could tell y'all the sunscreen brand that I use. When you first put it on, it is slightly tinted, but that tint goes away and it does not show up in pictures, I promise. I usually mix it with a moisturizer. I'm going to tell you the brand that I have. Ooh, my thighs. I'm going to tell you the brand that I have for SPF, but you need to put on sunscreen in this heat and sun when you're outside. I know y'all going to concerts and, you know, fun things in the park, but please wear your sunscreen. The sunscreen that I have is Cetaphil Sun 40. I looked it up on the Yucca app. It is a high rate. It's 100% mineral UVA and UVB filters and antioxidant vitamin E in it. Good for all skin types, okay? Hydrating formula soothes, protects, and blends seamlessly with a variety of skin tones. It's pretty good. So I've had it for a little bit. I got my Burberry Weekend for the summer. That's like my favorite summer scent. I have some multi-peptide anti-aging serums that I put on at night. A glow-up hydrochloric acid 2% rice fermented night boost. I'm just going to pop in and say this. Thank you so much for checking out this podcast. I hope you're enjoying the show. Just so you know, the best way to support this podcast is to go to shambipodden.com. Check out all the other podcasts. And if you're interested in merchandise or books, there is a shop link on that website where you can go to the shop and buy merch, or you could purchase some books, or you can just share the link of the show with someone that you know. The best thing about Bonfire, who goes ahead and they drop ship that merch, is it's the easiest way to get your merchandise, get your tracking. You can return up to 90 days. Any shipping option that you need, they have it. They ship pretty fast, and the fabrics are really great. If you like bucket hats, they got it. If you like mugs, they got it. If you like t-shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, whatever you like, they got it. But I appreciate y'all for supporting this show. The website is shambipodden.com. If you would like to buy merch, it's on www.bonfire.com/store/theshambipodden spot. And the link is in the show notes. Now back to the show. That I use. I also bought, because my face cream was done and I have not been to Kiehl's to get that ultra face cream, but I do have a travel size that I use when I am traveling to take face cream, but I have the Eucerin Face Q10 Revitalized Night Cream. It's pretty good. I also have the Bright and Balanced Aloe Vera Leaf Spot Cream. It helps to fade spots, helps acne, and helps detox and soothe your skin. And it's natural, and I like it. I do have some Tallow Honey Balm for face and body moisturizer. I use these things at night because you don't want to put that on and then go outside and sweat and then wipe it off your face. What's the point? I have a Hydra Fresh toner in here. As far as like my hair, what I've been doing is doing rosemary mint oil at night on my scalp and on the ends of my hair so it's not dry. Spraying it down with a little water and covering that thing up. What else do I have? Some faded topicals cream. I also use that at night. Aquaphor. Use that at night to seal everything in. That Jergens new lotion, that's Lavender Dreams. Really good. I like to use it at night. And if women really want a nice shine and have like legs you can see from down the street, get the Johnson Shea Butter Cocoa Butter Oil Gel. Not the regular baby oil. The oil gel is going to get your legs right. That skin glowing. I have a 100% raw Botano oil paste that I use in my hair at night to moisturize it, you know, because you just don't want your hair being dry. You don't want to overwash it for the summer, but you do want to change your conditioners for the summer. Other than that, ain't nothing else going on over here. That's why I haven't really been on this mic this month. Did I buy another perfume? I did. Okay, so I told y'all about the Burberry Weekend. That's like my summer scent. I have a citrus ginger perfume that smells really good. I have a Marc Jacobs Daisy Dream. I like that smell. My Versace Pink Crystal is almost done. And I have my Escada with the hard top. Nice floral scent. I've been using my children's room for shoes. Because they're not here and they can't tell me I can't. I have a lot of laundry that's sitting on the couch that needs to be put away. But I'm going to put them away when I feel like it. Other than that, I'm usually like in the house creating, recording, editing, working out while I watch TV until it's time for me to go to sleep. I've been doing like real minimal stuff, not doing too much. The house is really quiet, empty, just me, and just enjoying my peace. And I hope you guys are enjoying your summer, even though shit is expensive out here. Find a way to enjoy your summer. Don't let this orange man steal that from us. And be well. Eat well. Have good laughs. Be around good people. I haven't been doing any drinking. Y'all know I'm not a drinker. And you would think like the girls are not here or I'm going to be outside eating whatever I want whenever I want. No, I'm not. I am being responsible. But anywho, I just wanted to check in. Hope you guys are looking good, smelling good, working out, getting your mind right, resting. And please, I know it's June. July is right around the corner. Use your PTO, okay? We have July, August, September, October, November, December, and then it's done. My PTO looks like a skyscraper in the system, and I am planning to get it at least halfway before November comes because they are blocking me from taking off days from November to December, and I'm going to take them fucking days off because I deserve, okay? And you deserve. Use your PTO. Go do something nice. Go spend some time with the anchors of your family. And when I say the anchors of your family, I'm talking about the older people that you don't get to see that often. Spend some time with them. Take pictures. Go take them out to do young stuff. You know, just really start experiencing good people while you have them. And yeah, that's about it. I don't know what else am I missing to talk about. Nothing else. I'm having a tattoo itch. I've been wanting to get a tattoo since last month. I'm just undecided on what I want to get. But I feel like it's going to be in a spot that someone wouldn't think I would get a tattoo in a spot. But yeah, until next time, I'll let y'all know if I do it. Bye.